Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Stephen Barrow, head of G10 Research at Standard Bank in London. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we have one of our top stories this morning as Italy sold $8.1 billion of Treasury bills, 3.972%, about a point and a half more than the previous auction. So what's that telling you?
Well, obviously that Italy's borrowing costs are rising. What will be more important is a number of bond sales that Italy will make tomorrow, number of auctions there, because yields will also rise. So whilst the bill auction today was watched by the market, I think tomorrow's auction will probably be of more telling.
Okay, so what are you looking for tomorrow?
Well, as I said, yields to continue to push higher. The debt dynamics in Italy do not look good. A very simple rule of thumb for any country is that if the interest rate that you pay on your borrowing is way in excess of your growth rate or your nominal growth rate, that's real growth plus inflation, then you're in a very tricky situation. And you look at Italy now, borrowing costs are around 6%, and the economy in nominal terms is contracting by 0.6%. So the situation looks pretty bad.
So that 100 billion euros for Spanish banks really didn't have any effect here?
Hasn't had any effect as far as Spanish government bonds are concerned, or indeed as far as Italian government bonds are concerned. And the interesting development perhaps in the last 2 days has been quite a lot of weakness for the German bond market as well. And it's maybe a sign of a change here that whereas perhaps normally when bonds in Italy or Spain go into free fall, the market sort of panics and moves into German bonds. In the last 2 days, that really hasn't happened. And that may be a sign that the market sees really the only ultimate solution to this crisis being the development of a single bond market and perhaps the dilution of the German bonds into euro bonds. And that maybe is making people more scared. And I certainly feel that the low that we saw for 10-year German yields at the end of May, which was about 1.13%, may well now prove to be the low in this cycle.
Is that the ultimate solution then, Stephen, for all 17 nations to issue bonds jointly?
I think it's one of the potential solutions. A better potential solution is to move to a more federalist fiscal system, similar to that which you have in the US, for instance. But that seems perhaps politically very difficult to achieve. A single bond market is politically very difficult to achieve as well. But I think the key here really will be Italy. If Italy moves to a situation where it requires a bailout which on current terms the EU cannot afford, then it will really raise more question marks about whether you have to go for that single bond market or possibly preside over the whole system breaking down.
Well, we had rumblings from Fitch yesterday that it might downgrade the entire zone, including Germany and the other three countries that still have AAA credit ratings.
Yes, a lot of those warnings based, though, on a negative outcome for the elections in Greece on Sunday. I actually feel that those Greek elections probably won't be as bad as maybe Fitch and possibly the market fears. I do think that the pro-bailout parties, the two main parties there, New Democracy and PASOK, will actually win a majority this time. I'm not saying that will definitely keep Greece in EMU, but in terms of the very short-term risks, I think maybe they're a little bit overplayed.
Well, in the meantime, we have, they're stopped short of calling it a run, but continued withdrawals of deposits from Greek banks accelerating here in the days before the election.
Yes, that's right. I mean, the problem for me is that even if we get a government in Greece that is definitely committed to the bailout program and definitely wants to remain a part of EMU, will it actually be able to do so? If the very sort of fabric of society is being pulled away by things like continual bank withdrawals, through things like deliberate tax evasion, because people are just so disenchanted with the whole situation, then those things, I think, really make Greece's ability to stay in EMU very difficult indeed, even if there's a political will on behalf of the Greek government and the EU to keep them in.
We're speaking with Stephen Barrow, head of G10 research at Standard Bank in London. Well, Stephen, where are you in the discussion over whether Greece should just leave the Eurozone and go it alone?
Well, I do think that in the long term, that's probably of benefit to the country. I think the issue really is, is it worse being on the outside or worse trying to stay on the inside? And I think we have reached a point where it's worse trying to stay on the inside of EMU. So I do think that, whilst, as I said, this Greek election may not herald the exit of Greece in the next, say, few months, I'd still be surprised if in a year's time Greece is a part of EMU.
And what do they do? Just go back to the drachma?
Well, that would seem the most likely solution, yes. But I think, obviously the EU and Greece, were Greece to have to leave, would try to develop a situation that was of least sort of disturbance to both sides. Because as we know from what the EU has been supposedly saying over the last few days, they've been talking in terms of some, some fairly draconian measures that would have to be taken by the EU were Greece to leave, such as probably a temporary imposition of capital controls and restrictions on movement of people around Europe. So that's the draconian stuff.
Stephen Barrow, head of G10 research at Standard Bank, on the line from London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.